This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up at 8:20, we're going to revisit a little audio from our interview yesterday with Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus.
All right.
Got a little attention because he was basically calling it already on Dwayne Haskins. If you missed it, you're going to want to hear what Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus had to say about Dwayne's accuracy, completion percentage, and how that kind of predicts the future for guys like Dwayne Haskins. So we'll do that coming up at 8:20. But right now, we'll touch on the Hollywood, the music scene, get the latest celebrity scoop from EB during his entertainment page, which is brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice, a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com.
Can you send me the passcode? Come on, Cakes. Send it to me.
He has a different passcode.
I have my
if
own
he
passcode.
Sends you his passcode, the
Wave would
Soda
go to your house.
His house.
What's Seriously. The guy's name? I got to email him.
Matt.
Matt.
He runs the company. He runs Wave Soda.
Are you sure on that, though, with the passcodes?
What do you
I'm
mean?
I'm pretty confident that the passcodes, each of us have different ones, and it has your address attached to it so that if I gave Eric my passcode, I would receive what he
you know
ordered.
What? I'm going to order another case today with my personal passcode.
Can I order? What if I got ballsy and could I order like 2 or 3 cases?
Cakes.
No?
Yes, he gives you a limit per month.
Can you put or just text me your passcode? I just want to see if it's the same or different.
All right,
I'll text to you right now, Richard.
I know you will, Richie.
I haven't seen you guys. Like, we haven't been in person because I don't even think we've. I think maybe I've seen JP once or twice, maybe, you know, at my mom's and his mom's or whatever. But my mullet is legit.
You Mike Gundy?
Oh, my God, dude. I have a silly
I'm
mullet.
A man. I'm 40. Look, do that bit. It's a good bit.
Do you see that?
Do you find that silly? Because a lot of people find that acting.
I like it.
You know who you're kind of looking like? You're looking like Belichick's kid who's on the Drabhawk staff.
Oh, is that right? Does he got a big?
He has a serious mullet going on.
No, he's on the Pats staff.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Pats. Yeah,
let me see that again.
I was getting mixed up there.
Can you see?
Yeah, you have a ways to go to catch Belichick Jr.
That looks so nubs.
Oh, no, I actually really like it, especially with a hat. Now, without a hat, it looks like a mullet, and then it looks arcing.
So you never go anywhere without the hat?
I pretty much. Sometimes, if I... I got a head because I was sleeping. But if I gel it up and I part it and make it look nice, I don't know. I get butt
tight.
Yeah,
right.
Why are you growing
different.
It out?
It's my protest hair till we get back to normal. Yeah.
Yeah, so it might take a year, another year.
I'm protesting. It's my hair. But I actually might keep it longer
it's
than
quite
that.
Quite a statement. Yeah, how many people have joined in on this protest?
It's just my own personal thing. I'm not asking anybody to do it. It's my own personal thing. I think a lot of people have grown out mullets this time of year, if you look. A ton of people have. Because people weren't going to the barber for months, you know?
Well, I can tell you, I finally went to the barber, and it was a great experience. As much as it was fine, and I saved money to buy some clippers and do it myself and have my wife do it, it was silly to get the hair shampooed and the whole deal.
Yeah. I
went to the grooming lounge last week, and it was spectacular.
You loved it?
Oh, yeah, just getting in there, cleaning it up, getting all the hair off the neck, and just much. It's a much cleaner feel. I feel better as a person when I get my hair cut.
It makes me feel younger, even though my hair is gray, so you guys might not understand this. But I used to have my hair longer like this, like in high school and college. Now, not necessarily this long, but I have pictures where I had it pretty long. It just makes me feel young. I get sized. So I'm keeping it. The other observation, and why are you laughing, Drap?
Because you have gray hair down to your shoulder, and you go, it makes me feel young.
It does.
You look like Gandalf.
I mean, it's gray. It's fine.
That's a reference that's lost on him, Valdez.
Yeah, I don't know that.
It's to make you laugh, Cakes, not him.
It did make me laugh.
I don't really care what you guys think. It makes me feel younger. I have pictures
of
my hair was that length. Yeah.
I like the Belichick comparison, though, Cakes. Yeah. You're right.
I'll have to look up Belichick's kid. The other thing is, you know, since I've been biking all the time, I know you guys are sick of me talking about it, but I'm telling you, I could do an ad for Buns of Steel now. My butt cheeks are silly firm, Cakes.
It's hurting to think about. I want to think about your butt.
And they used to be flat like yours, and now they're silly, like Drabby's. nice round.
Drab has a nice toned butt.
He always claimed he did.
Yeah, it's my moneymaker.
He says that's his moneymaker. My bun, I have buns of steel now from biking. I'm telling you, it does a silly job on your ass and your hamstrings. So there you go. So you guys are overwhelmed by that?
Well, maybe Devontae Adams should ride his bike more so he doesn't have a red Q by his name heading into week
three. Oh, I hate that.
He needs some hamstring help.
He should get on his bike. Because I mean, my buns are silly. I just go around, walk around and grab my butt now all the time. My own butt. All right. Rolling Stone. They came out with their best albums of all time. Now, 500 of them. So we're not going through, obviously, 500 albums, not even close.
If we were doing weekend shows, we would.
We might.
That's right.
We
would take calls.
500 through one.
Yeah, which ones did we miss? Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, I'll just to put it, so the what was the 500th? I'll see if I put the number 500 was Arcade Fire, okay? A Funeral.
Hipster band, not size for them.
They're pretty good. They got some hits.
No Cars Go. It's kind of silly.
It's a good song, yeah.
Shakira, one of her records made, she was number 496. Oh, this one is too low.
What is
Boys
it?
To Men 2. That was a classic. We played that all the time. I'll Make Love to You. We played that over and over and over. That's 495, Cakes. Let me see. I'm just looking at the bottom. Harry Styles, he doesn't have a top 500 album of all time.
Apparently he does.
That's not possible.
My daughters would disagree.
The Stooges, Hurting. John Mayer, that's a good one. That's too low, 46. But let's get to the top 50. Specifically, I wondered if you guys could get any in the top 10. Now, here's the problem. Most of these in the top 10, this is all time. Mm-hmm. So most of these in the top 10 are clearly before our time.
All of them before our time, because I'm going to guess.
Not all. Like,
Bob Marley, Legend.
Don't say them yet.
You just said guess.
All right, hold on. Okay, so you're guessing. All right, if you're guessing,
guess.
That's good. If you're guessing, that's good.
I have a guess of one that's got to be, because it's always listed in the top, you know, greatest albums, and that's a Nirvana. Never mind.
Nirvana is the highest ranked one sort of our lifetime. Okay. That's number six. By the way, a great album.
Was Bob Marley in there, EB?
I don't think it's in the top 10.
Here's an album that should be in the top 10. It has to be in the top 50. Is AC/DC Back in Black?
It's not.
It's not in the top 50?
It's not. Well, I don't know if it's in the top 50.
Okay, not in the top 10.
Now he's playing. Is this Smells Like Teen Spirit?
This is Come As You Are.
Oh, Come As You Are. Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna guess Led Zeppelin's in the top 10.
No.
There has to be a Beatles album in the top 10.
I'm 0 for 2.
Abbey Road is in the top 10.
Poo.
That one is... That was 1969. That was number five.
Look, I'm not the hugest Beatles fan, but I understand how important they are in rock history. So they have to be in the top ten.
See,
have to be.
There's got to be a Journey or a Fleetwood Mac in the top ten.
There is not.
There's not?
It's good guesses, though.
You're wrong, Eric.
Fleetwood Mac is not in the top ten.
You might want to look at the list again.
Well, hold on. Fleetwood Mac Rumors is number seven. All right, I'm sorry. I can't.
Oh, because Rumors is silly. So many hits.
What about something cliche like Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen?
No, Bruce's highest one is in the teens, I think, or early 20s.
Who else would be in the top ten?
I'll tell you what. Number ten
Rolling Stones should be in there.
Yeah, they should have a top ten album.
Don't believe they are.
Really?
What about, so Springsteen, you said, was what?
Oh, my God.
He's not in the top 10?
You're making me scroll so fast. I think it's like, I looked at it last night. I think he's like in the high teens or like the early 20s.
Okay.
And it might be Born to Run.
I can only hope
Born to Run, 21.
I can only hope that EB's on one of those things that has the clickbait where you have to go down and hit next.
No, you have 50 at a time.
Yeah.
But they got 10 paragraphs on each one. Right. So it's, you got to kind of scroll a little bit.
Such a good song you're playing right now, Valdez.
So good. Is there anything rap in the top 10, EB?
Yeah, ish. Well, yes, sort of. Lauryn Hill, she's in the top 10 of all time.
What?
I have a problem with it. I love that album. I had that album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
What's the best song off that album?
This one. This is a great song.
I like her songs with Nas. What's that song with Nas she did?
If I Rule the World.
Oh, such a good tune. Play that.
I love
this. Well, that's not on the album, is it?
I'm just saying, play it.
I love this, and I used to listen to this a lot.
Well,
I would put it in my top 10 of all time.
Well, I guess it's not really controversy, but it was the last time they did the whole list, it was number 312.
Somehow it jumped up to 10.
So somehow it jumped from 312 to 10.
Somebody got real woke and it put it up to 10. I don't know.
I mean, it's all opinion.
I guess.
Our top 50 songs.
Someone's texting in on the Vibe. Thriller. Where's Thriller?
Thriller is in there. I think it's low. Thriller is in the top 10. I think it's...
It's 12.
It's 12. Oh, it's just 12? Outside.
Yeah, 12. Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's low. I thought Thriller should have been higher. Now, Thriller's not an album that I would just put in right now at this point in my life. But if you put it on... You'd be sized for every song.
You know every song. Yeah,
yeah, yes. Full of hits.
Yeah.
Where's the hock full of hits? Where's the highest Metallica album? Because a couple of those are pretty iconic.
Oh, you guys. I don't think
they're going to be in the top.
I wish 50. I had. If I had a search,
I mean, maybe. I would love it if they were.
You're missing an obvious album, by the way, guys.
In the top 10?
In the top 10. It's number two on the list.
Number two. An obvious album.
See, for me, this one is an outlier. I don't even understand why this one is,
why is it obvious?
In the top 10.
Because it was a game changer for music.
Mm. Not for me, it wasn't.
What's
the
band?
First of all, it came out in 1966.
Give us the band.
Well, if I gave you the band, then you would know the album.
All right, well, give us a hint. I don't know a lot of albums.
60s.
I'll tell you, Kevin Love Gets Iced.
Oh, Beach Boys.
Beach Boys.
Oh,
Beach Boys.
Now.
Which album is that?
Pet Sounds.
Did they listen to this in the Valdez household?
No, this is an iconic. This album used the wall was the first one to use Wall of Sound.
Now you guys will join on the Beach Boys.
It's a production. It's basically the first band ever and first album ever to use echoing and double layering. And so this was a brand new sound when it first came out.
Right. Okay, engineer.
I hate
they have a string of hits argument. So does Travis Scott. Do you like him?
Some of them I do.
He's got a quarter pound of cheese. McDonald's.
He has his own meal. Of course he does.
He's probably making millions off of it. Good for him.
So did we tell you what number one is? Number one is Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. Now, again, that wouldn't be my choice. In fact, my favorite Marvin Gaye song, Shocker, was Sexual Healing.
DC guy, Marvin Gaye.
Is that? I didn't even realize that.
He's from DC.
Wow.
Fleetwood Mac pones Marvin Gaye.
Is he related to Rudy?
Rudy Gaye?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
Except Rudy decided to leave the E off.
Right.
That's right.
I mean, it's a good song, but there's no way it's the number one album. I mean, come on. Mother, there's too many
do get sized though. So that was one. Pet Sounds, Beach Boys, number two. Number three, Joni Mitchell, Blue. Do I know that one?
I couldn't tell you anything about Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
I think she was like a 60s or 70s artist. I don't
know. You know more about Joni and Chachi.
Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life, number four. That was fourth greatest album of all time. The Beatles, Abbey Road. Nirvana, which we said sort of our era. That's the first album to show up. Fleetwood Mac 7. And then Tommy Horsecamp, butt-sized, Prince.
Oh, Purple Rain.
Purple Rain is number eight.
Oh, we forgot about that.
Purple Rain.
Yeah. We should have thought of that one.
I'm surprised Marley didn't make it in there.
I mean, come on, Joni Mitchell. How is this? This should be outside the top 500.
Bob Dylan.
5,000.
Bob Dylan is number nine. I'm not sure I've ever heard a Bob Dylan song I like, but maybe I'm wrong.
You probably have not.
Yeah, I mean, because he's just a mumbler.
Yeah, I'm pretty
don't
sure
concise.
You can't figure out any of the lyrics.
You get into folk rock.
What's the
if
best
not,
song
then
off
you're
this
not
album?
Into Bob Dylan.
This is Tangled Up in Blue.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed. He stinks.
I challenge you to play a Bob Dylan album during your next bike ride, EB. See how far you go.
He would crash into a river.
I'm trying to think of other albums now. I'm going to scroll through this sort of our era that made the top 500.
Did you see where Low End Theory rated?
Oh, that should have been top 10.
I think it was in the top 50.
I think it was 31.
Yeah. What about... I'm a Public Enemy guy. Fear of a Black Planet.
No, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, 15.
How is U2 not in the top 10?
U2's not in there.
Probably
Kanye West.
Which album would you choose?
Joshua Tree
is just a monster album.
No. Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly, higher than Joshua Tree.
Well, okay, well, you know what? It's a farce. It's
that
officially
list
a farce.
Stinks on ice.
Radiohead, that's 20.
I can't. Hold on. It's officially a farce list.
Well, I'm telling you. Ready to Die, Biggie Smalls, The Notorious B.I.G., that's 22. I love that one.
How about some Beasties?
Let me see. Carole King, that's her thing shouldn't be in there. Patti Smith shouldn't be in there. The Wu-Tang Clan, this is too high for Wu-Tang. I'm sorry. 27 of all time.
That's a good one.
D'Angelo Voodoo, get out of here.
Never heard of that person or band ever.
No, that's just
too
D'Angelo.
You know D'Angelo.
He did that. R. Kelly ahead of D'Angelo.
He's an analyst for the Washington football team, Case.
Right. That is correct.
Let me see. Amy Winehouse. Sorry, she's pretty good, but I don't know if I'd put her in the top 30. The Beatles have a bunch. Off the Wall, 36. The Chronic, that's too low. 37, should be higher.
I agree.
Love that album.
All right, coming up next, as we mentioned yesterday.
What a terrible list.
Still looking for a Joshua Tree.
Yesterday we had Austin Gale on the show, the director of content for Pro Football Focus, and it made some waves. He had some interesting things to say about Dwayne Haskins. We'll play that next and get into it with your take on Dwayne Haskins. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we go in the clubhouse with the Nats GM and President of Baseball Operations, Mike Rizzo. Game Show Wednesday, we're going to play Junkie Shootout at 9:20. But right now, we actually wanted to look back at an interview we did yesterday with Austin Gale, who's the director of football content for Pro Football Focus. We asked him about Dwayne Haskins, and here's what Gale had to say.
Dwayne Haskins is right now up there with the least accurate quarterback in the NFL. The only one who's more accurate than him, inaccurate than him through 2 weeks is Carson Wentz. Both those quarterbacks have really struggled to put the ball downfield with accuracy. And I think if the Washington football team is in a position to grab one of these big three quarterbacks in 2021, regardless of how this season ends, so that being Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, or Trey Lance in North Dakota State, I think they're going to have to pull the trigger. I think the Dwayne Haskins experiment, unless massive things change through the rest of this year, is going to end in Washington.
Want to open it up to you, 800-636-1067. Are you ready to make that call after two games? Through two games,
no.
He's thrown for roughly 400 yards. He's got a couple touchdowns, no picks, but he is dead last in a lot of categories when you look at all of the passing numbers in the league. 800-636-1067. We've been talking about this really since before the season. He has an offensive line that is below average, maybe even one of the worst in the league. And now he loses Brandon Scherff. And it's not like they are loaded with weapons on the outside. We've seen that. Terry McLaurin can get his. And he hooked up with Terry McLaurin a bunch in this last game. But Inman, Steven Sims Jr., Logan Thomas, the rest of those guys, while they can make plays every now and then, they're subpar.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. The biggest thing beyond even that, although I think the line is massive, the biggest thing is he had the worst offseason in history. Not his fault. The whole country going through this pandemic thing made it impossible to properly prepare. Didn't have proper training camp. Didn't have proper coaching. He was running around in the high school fields doing the best he could.
Yeah, but same for the other quarterbacks, EB, that are flourishing.
Yeah, but
he's
still young.
And some of them are equally as inexperienced.
All right, but he's – no, they're not, because he only played 1 year in college.
Okay, that's fine.
He's very inexperienced.
As we said yesterday, you can't keep bringing up that he only had 1 year in college. He's a pro now, and there are other guys who are second-year pros, third-year pros who are killing it.
But
well,
he's
I'm just
but
explaining
all
Eric, to you.
Eric's just pointing out it's a factor.
There's a factor, and there's a reason why he may be behind some of these other guys, and I wouldn't write him off yet. He had the worst offseason in NFL history. He had no preseason at all, no scrimmages. He's got a brand new coaching staff. They don't know. They don't even know what he does well yet. They're still figuring it out. So, you know, towards the
they may
end
never
of the,
find it.
Well, towards the end problem. Of last year, right, the last six quarters or so, the last two games, he played much better as they kind of figure out what he's good at. Now we have a whole new staff. I'd venture to say if Kevin O'Connell was still here, right, wasn't that the OC last year, that he'd be further along than where he is right now. So give them some time figure it out.
I'm not willing to count him out. But I bet right now, if we asked each of you, and you had a gun to your head, and you had to say, is this guy going to be the future of the franchise? Meaning he's not just a quarterback this year or next year, but he's the quarterback 3 years from now. I don't think anybody's going to raise their hand and say yes. I would not bet on that.
Well,
right
you haven't
now,
seen it.
I would bet against
it.
Him.
Yeah, you haven't seen it, but I'm not going to write the kid off yet. It's too early.
No, I give him – look, he has plenty of time to turn it around. And he just needs to put – like the six quarters, yes, we can bring that up. But, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick will have games where he crushes. There are all kinds of quarterbacks around the league. Jeff Driscoll can come in and do work for six quarters.
By the way, I don't know if he has plenty of time. In my opinion, he has 14 games left to turn it around.
Right.
Well, I think he might even have shorter. He might have six or eight games left.
If he doesn't turn around that span.
Right, we talked about it yesterday.
He might have six or eight games left.
If they're 1-5... Ron's making a move.
Now, I don't think it helps him that the only real difference maker he has on offense is Terry McLaurin.
It doesn't help, no.
It really hinders him that he doesn't have somebody else to really help him along. I mean, Logan Thomas is the second most targeted guy in this offense, and he's a work-in-progress project-type tight end.
And also, again, as we said earlier, let's just be frank about it. The offensive line is dreadful. He's got a dreadful offensive line. That is not helpful. And then you throw in everything else. New coaches, they don't know what he's good at. No preseason. No offseason. Terrible offensive line. mediocre weapons. I mean, I think the guys can make plays, but they are what they are. They haven't established themselves yet in the league other than McLaurin. The running game is definitely hurting them because they can't get any – you know, it's like second and eight, second and nine every time.
Yeah.
There's a million factors, but he needs to show more. Like I said, you can look at a guy like Jeff Driscoll, who everybody would say he's just a bum in the league, right? He's a backup, competent backup in the league. And those guys will have flashes. And we just haven't seen enough of it from Dwayne Haskins. Like, we can't keep going to six quarters. You can find every quarterback in the league that's probably had six quarters.
But, JP, you kind of have to give him a full season.
You got to give him a little
And he
more
doesn't
time.
Have a full season yet.
I mean,
yet.
Driscoll's even, been around for 4 or 5 years now.
Even if you include the games last year, he's still not a full season yet. And some of those other – look, it's a good point about some of the other young quarterbacks having to deal with the same issues. You know, the Joe Burrows of the world and Kyler Murray's. But those guys, they're just better.
Yeah, they're right. they're better.
Now look at the Jets may move on from Sam Darnold. If I had to put money on it, they will. If they had the number one pick, they're not sticking with Darnold. The Jones in New York, who knows? You know, he's had a bad rap too because now he's got no Barkley. But some of these other teams with younger quarterbacks, they may make a move too.
And you could see like a guy like Sam Darnold, he could flourish in his next spot. I mean, you looked at some of the skill position spots for a team like the Jets when Crowder goes down. And Breshad Perriman goes out with an ankle injury.
He's got nothing.
He's throwing the ball to, like, Braxton Berrios. I mean, he's throwing to just bottom feeders. Right. No Lev Bell around him. So if Darnold winds up in a better spot with better, you know, complementary weapons, he actually could look half decent. It's just impossible for him to do it right now with Adam Gase in New York.
I hope I'm wrong, but I tend to side with Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus, who's played the clip, because – when I watch the other guys in the league, and they will have struggles, Daniel Jones has had struggles, I just see more flashes from them than I do from Dwayne Haskins. I just haven't seen it enough, so my guess is it's never going to come around.
Well,
possible. I'm not saying
you might be right. You might be right.
It's too early. It's too early for me.
Look, I think you're both right. You could be right anyway. It may never come around, but it's definitely too early.
Yeah.
All right, now, at the end of this year, if they're 3-13 and he was poo – okay, well, then you know what you got.
If he continues to play like this, they will be looking for a quarterback.
But if they're 6-10, they get better, 7-9, you know, I don't think they're going to get to 7. But if they are, and that means he played fairly well.
What if he has a couple game-winning drives?
Then he's probably coming back.
Yeah.
Well, then that changes your mind. We just haven't seen it. He's got to start showing it.
I saw a little bit of it last year. I know, discount it, but I did.
It's just not enough.
Well, it's not like you're commenting.
No, I don't think that's enough to keep him here, but, you know, he's played two games with no preseason. Literally the worst offseason in NFL history. The guys were on Zoom. You know, you can't, it's worthless.
Understood. And he's had, obviously, a lot more game experience in college and the pros, but look what Josh Allen's doing. It's not like Josh Allen's some 10-year vet. He didn't have an offseason. He's coming in slaying it.
Again,
slinging it.
Josh Allen, didn't he start every game last year? And Josh Allen, how many years did he play in college?
Again,
Three, four years?
I acknowledge that.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's a big difference. The experience factors is big.
Yeah, but they're pros now.
I know. He can't use that excuse for very long.
Allen was there. He was at Wyoming for at least three.
Yeah. But he can use it, I think, two games into his second year starting. He's actually played nine games.
Well, Josh Allen started 26 games in college.
That's huge. That's a huge number. But again, you're comparing him to players that are probably just better at that position.
Right. Well, that's where the decision has to be made. Like, he can get better. He can get better, but is he going to get better to be like the 20th best quarterback in the league? That's not good enough.
That's true.
Not if you want to be a team that contends in the playoffs.
But your statement, we just haven't seen it. We've got to see more. He's got to prove it. It's not like those are earth-shattering statements. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, it's just early.
Everyone knows he's got to show it. I mean,
but
it's
Austin
obvious.
Gale, he's almost ready to make that call right now. It almost seems like he'd be stunned to see if they don't draft a quarterback.
Well, he very well could
they
be
might.
Right. But I still need to give him more of an opportunity.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. What do you think about what Austin Gale said on the show yesterday about Haskins and the future of the quarterback position for the Washington football team?
All right, let's go to line one. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Let's go to Mike in Crofton. Mike, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Jones? Good morning, guys.
Hey, Mike. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, listen, man. Honestly, man, I just don't think Haskins is it, man. I just don't think he's it, man. I just, like you say, you see flashes, but it's just not enough, man. And it feels like we're investing more time in another quarterback that's not going to get us to where we need to get to, man. I just don't see it in him, man. You know?
So, but
how much time would you give him? Would you give him the rest of the year? You give him the rest of the year?
I give him the rest of the year, but after that, if I don't see something else, man, we've got to draft a quarterback. Maybe drafting a quarterback might light a fire under him. I don't know something about competition, but, I mean, if Riverboat Ron pulls the strings on him, and if they go 1-5 and he pulls the strings, maybe that'll light a fire on him. You throw Allen in there, you throw the other kid in there from Carolina, because he knows the system better. But I don't know. I just, something about Haskins, I just don't believe in him. Maybe because he was Snyder's pick. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe that has something to do with it.
He definitely was.
I think what really hampers him, too, is the lack of a running game. Like, if you're a young quarterback,
totally.
If you have a solid running game that you can rely on where all the pressure isn't on you to be a superstar this young in your career, it would help him along. But he can't turn to that.
They don't have
point.
An anchor. I had no problem when they got rid of AP. But they don't have an anchor.
And I know it's short term, but this Cleveland team they're facing this weekend is top six in stopping the run. So yeah. It's going to have to fall on Dwayne's shoulders to basically carry the offensive load.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a big week for Dwayne. This is a big week for Dwayne. He needs to quiet to chatter a little bit. And you can tell Ron's getting a little he's getting a little perturbed by it, too.
A little antsy?
He's getting a little antsy, I think. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, score some points in the first half. How about that? That'll be a start.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's load up the calls here. Other people can chime in. 800-636-1067. Are you with our guy from Pro Football Focus? Is it Austin Gale, who we had on yesterday, that said he's willing to call it right now that Washington's going to be looking for a quarterback in the draft? Or are you thinking that's way too early? This kid still has way too much talent. And there's plenty of time for him to settle in. 800-636-1067. Bear your calls when we come back.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. To talk to Mike Rizzo as we go in the clubhouse at 9 o'clock and talk to the Nats GM, president of baseball operations, as the season is winding down, getting ready for October baseball. Unfortunately, the Nationals are not going to be part of October baseball this year. But right now, we're talking about our guest yesterday, Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus. We do Pro Football Focus Tuesdays at 9 o'clock every Tuesday. And Austin Gale said he believes that the Washington football team, they're going to be drafting another quarterback next year, that Dwayne Haskins is just too inaccurate when they look at the history of quarterbacks that are young like Haskins that are this inaccurate unless they have other traits like Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, or they have a team surrounding them in a system that really benefits their skill set, that you're just going to have to move on from them. Do you agree? 800-636-1067.
Not willing to make that call yet. Let's go to Sean in Portsmouth. Sean, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. Sean,
yeah,
are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if you get him a line where he can stay upright and ain't got to move around so much and some weapons, maybe he'll be a better quarterback than what he is. Right now, he ain't really got no help.
Right.
That's true.
Totally agree. What do you see in him that you like? Like, what have you seen so far?
I think he's getting better and going through his progressions, and I like that he's mobile at times.
Yeah.
And everything, but I just think when he rushes progression, that's where he makes his mistakes at. Because he ain't got time to get his feet set and stuff.
I'm going to ask every fan, how long would you give him?
I give him, like you say, I agree with you, the rest of the year.
Okay.
So, hold on. I want to give him the rest of the year in theory. On paper, it sounds wonderful. But as a fan, if I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the schedule and we lose this week, and then we've got – who do we got coming up? Then we have –
Baltimore, right?
We have Baltimore, and then we have the Rams, and we're staring at that point, then we're what, 1-4? And then we have the Giants. If we're staring at 1-6, Are we still going to keep trotting out the same donks?
But don't you want this to be a development season? If you see something in Haskins, you let him
play.
What
if I haven't seen anything? What if I'm just being devil's advocate?
If he gets to week 10 or 11,
what if
he's not showing any signs of progress?
What if he gets to the bye week, Cakes, and he looks the same in week 7 as he did in week 1 and 2?
Uh-huh.
Like, what if it just looks like the same thing over and over, the same play over and over and over?
But I think Rivera's playing the long game here. He knows that season one is not, you know, they're not going to be super competitive.
Understood.
They're not going to win 10 games.
No, I know that. But you got to see progress.
And I agree with that, but I think he's going to give him the longest runway possible so he can make an informed decision on whether you surround him with weapons and run it back in 2021.
Don't
or,
you kind of
or you press the reset button?
Don't you kind of think, and fans probably don't agree with it or want to hear this, but don't you think that Ron and that coaching staff are kind of viewing this season as kind of an extended preseason?
Well, they're looking at it as
sounds
this is
like
the build.
It.
This is the beginning of the
I
build.
I mean, it's basically a 16-game preseason.
It's ground zero. Starting from
right?
scratch. They're looking at it starting from scratch.
Especially when he says he doesn't think the offense will be fully installed until next
year.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I agree with you, Jason, but here's where I differ with Cakes. You can give them this long runway, and you can gather information that way. But you can also gather information by inserting the other guy. So if the other guy comes in and plays better, then you're like, well, Haskins wasn't playing up to his capabilities.
Okay, but the other
Allen,
guy, there's no potential upside to him. He's not part of your
not.
Potential long-term
But it could show
plan.
that Haskins is not the guy.
Right.
So Allen could come in and you go, look, I don't know what I got in Haskins, but I know what I got in Allen as a backup. And
correct.
If my backup plays better, well, then I can infer
or
that
equal.
Haskins is not the
answer.
The only
problem with turning to Allen is that he's a turnover machine. And as much as we want to are critiquing Dwayne Haskins, he's been pretty good about not throwing interceptions.
That's been a strength.
That's one of his few strengths so far. If
True.
You want the turnovers to spike through the roof, bring in Kyle Allen.
I understand that, happens. Cakes, but if Kyle Allen's coming in, the season's already lost, right? So
Agreed.
It's not about the wins and losses at that point. It's about determining whether Haskins is the future.
Right.
I'm telling you can inform that by playing the other guy.
Right. All right, let's go. Let me see. Is Josh on line two? Is he still there? Josh, Alexandria, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's going on?
What's up, Josh?
Nothing much, guys. Hope you're enjoying your morning.
So what do you think?
I'd pull the plug on him in 4 games. You got no offensive help, wide receivers. You got one good one, and then you got Sims, and you got the tight end, he's a scrub. You know what I mean? They got to pick somebody else up. Haskins, he only threw for 400 yards in 2 games. He's tied for first with no interceptions, and he has a horrible quarterback rating. So I say 4 games, pull the plug on him.
So you've seen enough?
Well, I've seen enough. He's a scrub.
That's harsh.
Did you like him last year? Did you like him towards the tail end of last year?
No, I didn't like him last year. When they said they had to dumb down the defense for him to start making plays and stuff, you know what I mean? So obviously, Scott Turner's offense is too advanced for him to do anything. He can't get the ball off. He can't get the ball off to the receiver in time. He's throwing too high. He's not on time. He's not on point. What you need to see in an NFL quarterback.
Thanks, pal. I think you can usually see very early on, and it can go the other way. And there are a lot of different ways that quarterbacks can ultimately blossom, like what we're seeing from Ryan Tannehill now. He wasn't doing earlier in his career, and maybe that happens to Haskins. But through 9 games, he's averaging less than 200 yards per game as a quarterback when he starts.
Mm-hmm.
In the modern-day NFL.
Yep.
Justin Herbert, I keep bringing it up, he came in and he threw it for over 300 in his first game.
All right, but they didn't have Bill Callahan calling plays for him in the first 4 or 5 of
those. Last year's Bill Callahan.
All right, but that's 6
Kevin
of the
O'Connell.
9 games.
Okay,
that's
well,
6 of the
he's
9
got
games.
Scott Turner now.
All right.
He's basically a 200 per game average, and that's last year and this year.
Yeah.
It's a very small sample size. I understand that. But he hasn't given you one 3 touchdown, 350-yard game.
Here's the thing. They drafted a project. They drafted a freaking project, and he's still a project.
And they brought in a project at tight end, and they brought in a borderline stiff to be his number 2 wide receiver in Inman.
They really did. Let's be honest. Let's call a spade here. They did a really poor job of acquiring offensive weapons in the offseason.
Agreed.
They did a really bad job of it. I know they kicked the tires on some guys. They went out and offered certain players money. Mm-hmm. But they needed to go out and get established veterans at a couple different positions, actually probably three, receiver, tight end, running back, and they just didn't do it.
But maybe their plan is to just go out there and develop young guys and take their losses and then draft well again. You know what I mean?
Well, that's obviously their plan.
Maybe they want to squeak out 6 or 7 wins or 8 wins, and you know.
I just think that hurts the younger crop right now.
Yeah,
it hurts the guys like Haskins.
You don't have the weapons. Yeah, let's go to Jaime, line 4. Jaime, what's up, buddy? You on with the Junks?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, guys, I think we have to be patient, man. That offensive line was average at best at the beginning of the season, and now we lost our best lineman and Brandon Scherff. So we have to be patient. We don't have a second. Who's the second weapon on that offense? Who's the second receiver? We don't know. We don't know who it is. We have a tight end who's average at best. I think he's the time that he has in the pocket to throw the football is 2.4 seconds. So he's hurrying it up and trying to get it on time. He's maybe forcing it, and he don't have his mechanics right because he have to get rid of the ball so fast. I think we have to be patient with the kid. I think he hasn't shown flashes. I understand there's some other younger quarterbacks in the league that has shown flashes. But even Scott Turner, I don't think he has a – I wouldn't say that he has no clue, but he's still trying to figure it out, his weapons, what he can do with them.
I agree with that.
Antonio Gibson. Where is Gandy Golden? Please, come on. Let's be patient, and let's give it until the end of the season.
Gandy Golden, he's a mid-round pick from Liberty.
He's another project.
It's going to take some time to acclimate to the pro game. It just is.
Yeah, but Cakes, you've even noticed that we thought there was going to be more activity with the backs catching balls out of the backfield. I thought, actually, there was going to be a lot more pre-snap stuff than what I've seen.
I mean, there was going to be Gibson and McKissick in the backfield at the same time to take advantage of mismatches.
We haven't seen that. Right?
I think Scott Turner is still feeling his way, and he's a young coordinator. So, this is definitely not – it's not like we handed him the keys to a Rolls Royce. We handed him the keys to a beater.
That's right.
Look, it's going to be a week. It's going to be a week-to-week grading on this guy, and you're right. If he doesn't get better, JP, if he doesn't get better, show signs that he's getting better, improving, scoring more points as an offense, not relying on 8 sacks to give him, short fields, then Ron's going to have to make a move, probably in the middle of the year. But it's probably fair to give him the whole year.
Here's what JP's saying, and I think here's what Austin is saying. They just don't see it, and they don't think he has it in him. I'm saying he still might have it in him. But I agree with you. I haven't seen it.
I agree with you, EV. It's possible. I just don't like a trend line where 9 games, it's a small sample size, and I understand he didn't play much in college. He's thrown for over 250 yards, which is pretty pedestrian, once.
Okay, that was Bill Callahan. Throw all of last year out. Callahan was a joke, and O'Connell got to do a little bit more in the last couple of games. But Callahan totally tied his hands.
He was still dropping back 30 times a game.
The point is,
the completion percentage is what it is, and the yardage is lacking.
JP, remember last year he wasn't prepared to start at all. And then he had to because didn't Keenum get hurt in that first that giant game?
Yeah, and he was not prepared there.
He was not prepared, and then he was forced to play the next 9 games because Keenum was done. And he was awful in the first 4 weeks, started to get a little bit better. He beat Detroit and beat Carolina and put up decent numbers. And then he had some good quarters, like you said, those 6 quarters towards the end of the year. But he wasn't prepared. So I would throw out the first half of last year. He wasn't even prepared. He shouldn't have been out there.
Okay. I agree.
That's fair.
And then this year, this is his year. He's got to do it.
All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, though, we go in the clubhouse, Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, here on the Junkies.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.